Welcome to episode 595 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Lindsay, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander Travel agents, Elizabeth, Anna, Sandy, and Donna. And today we're excited to welcome Outlander Travel agent Amy, who recently had the incredible opportunity to sail with Explora Journeys. Amy, I'm so glad you're here.
Yay! I'm back.
Round of applause.
It's always a good day when Amy can be with us. So she is joining us to share her firsthand experience about this ultra luxury cruise line, from the elevated accommodations and exceptional dining to the overall onboard atmosphere that sets Explora apart. If you've ever been curious about what makes this new style of ocean travel so special, then you're going to love hearing Amy's insights. So let's get started. Amy.
Oh, I might not stop talking.
Oh, that's okay.
I want to watch the timer.
I know, right? So watch the timer. I know. Did everybody see my video? Because I was so excited when I got in that room.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I mean, yeah. So I don't even know where to begin. Embark was super easy. We started in Miami and we ended in San Juan, which is kind of cool and different. And they go opposite.
Let me interrupt you a little bit, just and let's start at like, what is Explora Journeys?
Okay.
Sorry.
Explora Journeys is a newer ship company. They're owned by MSC Cruises, but this is like the luxury line. So, and it's ocean cruising. But this they have, at least
style.
On the
yacht style cruising, right?
They what?
Yacht style cruising.
I say yacht style cruising, but they can have up to 900 passengers. But it's not like your mega ocean ship.
Okay.
So I say 900 passengers, and it really didn't ever feel crowded to me. It's luxury. So the type of people that might love this are. And I'm going to remember Mary Gallo and when she was doing a little training with us. But people who you might have on Norwegian who like The Haven, or on Celebrity who like the Retreat. Is it The Retreat, right?
Yeah.
Or like your suite style guests that always want the concierge services. This is that. So they don't even call their cabins. They're all suites. And truly, I had an entry-level suite, not expecting a whole lot. Like, I saw pictures online beforehand, but it was humongous. It was so luxurious. Everything's brand new. I think my ship was, so there's the Explora 1 and the Explora 2, which I was on, which was just last year, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think
maybe
so.
Maybe a year old.
Yeah.
And they're already doing the 3 and 4 that are not out yet, though. They should be the next year. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so like my cabin, like your typical typical cabin on an ocean cruise, like just an ocean view balcony, like 177 square feet. I should know my square footage on this. I didn't look it up, but way huger. when I walked in,
way I'm, way wording, I'm not like sure that. Huger is a word, but that's okay.
Way huger.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, not only do I have the bedroom with the two little bedside tables and then an extra room for the sofa and a huge outdoor balcony for an entry-level suite, my bathroom, right off the bathroom, had an extra closet, like a walk-in closet with a vanity desk and a mirror. And every room had the, a Dyson? Is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm.
My daughter has one, I should know. The Dyson dryers, like they come standard.
Oh.
So don't bring a dryer. Okay, but you guys.
You mean a hair dryer, right?
Hair dryer, yeah. The Dyson hair dryer.
With all these pieces came in it.
Wow.
Tons of space, tons of hangers, tons of drawers everywhere for everything. And then the bathroom was a walk-in bathroom. Like my whole body fit up and down, and I had like at least an extra 2 feet above me.
Wait a minute, you're short. So let's do
that. Okay, I'm like 5'2". And
size reference here.
I had at least 2 feet above me. And and my arms stretched out, and I still couldn't touch two walls. And it's a glass door. It's not a curtain, which is nice.
Nice. And no extra hugs while you're showering?
No. No extra hugs touching me in my butt. blowing in with the air, whatever. Not my air. I didn't make air, but...
Okay, so the cabin, the suite sounds amazing.
This is really but wait, I'm not done with the bathroom. Wait.
Yes, there's another tidbit about the bathroom. I'm so excited.
I had no idea. There were all these different gauges and buttons, and I'm like, what is a timer? Is there a heat lamp in here, which I was excited about? And I turned it on, and the floor got warm. The floors, they have heated floors. And I kept that on 24/7. I would get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and the floors were warm. I loved it.
That really is true luxury.
I mean, we need to mention that you were sailing from Miami to Puerto Rico, so it's not like it was really cold.
No, but you know, like if you're like me, I have a jacket everywhere indoors. The indoors are so cold. There's air conditioning. Yeah, I'm always cold, and Scott likes it colder than me too. So I loved it.
Yeah, when you crank up the AC and put the heated form. Mm-hmm. Right, this sounds more like, and from what I've done the training for this. It's more like a boutique hotel.
Sure. I mean, and you have, yes. I mean, the touches are really, they're definitely luxury. Like the whole bathroom I just described, they have an espresso machine in each room. Nice. There's, and of course the standard stuff too. You've got the fridge and there's wine and all the things. Yeah.
So
I have a little saying now that if you aren't sure if you're in a 5-star property, just open up the bathroom drawer and see what kind of hair dryer it is. And if it's a Dyson, then you're in a 5-star.
You might. Yeah, exactly. Right. Like Jeff Foxworthy jokes. You might be in a 5-star luxury. If.
Yes. If.
You start Dyson listing hair wrap is right. On your counter in the bathroom.
Heated floors. Yeah.
So the suite sounds amazing. Did you actually leave the suite?
No. It's funny. I don't usually choose itineraries with many or any days at sea. I just don't love the days at sea. But this one did start with 2 days at sea, which I was kind of excited about for this one because I really wanted to explore the ship and get to know it well.
That's like a gift when you.
Yeah, it was for this. And yeah, it was even the, I can't even describe to you. I'm kind of bougie, and anybody who knows me know, like, I don't love even just a cheap hotel for one pre-night. I want a nice place. And this was so luxurious to me. Like, I've never been in anything like this on a ship ever.
So I want to ask a little question about because this is a smaller ship, and I know you've done smaller ships in the past, but let's preface this by saying that you are very prone to motion sickness, right? Uh-huh. Like very, but yet you love cruising. So one, you can cruise when you, so with that, how were you on this, especially with 2 days at sea?
I always, if I'm riding with somebody else, flying, sailing, I always take Dramamine. That's my, I don't do the bracelets. I should try those. I do the less drowsy Dramamine. I was fine. I only take one a day, and I was fine.
No issue.
That's still good. Drink, and I was fine.
Well, that's important.
It is. That was important. Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of drinks, how was the food and drinks on?
Amazing. And I wish Scott were here to tell you with me. We did not have a single bad meal. We didn't have, even in the, and I've said this before with like with another cruise line recently, but they have one area that's, I guess, akin to a buffet, but it's not really a buffet. It's small portions of anything you want. Well, they have small portions and they also have bigger meals, but it's all served to you. You could even sit down at your table and a server will come around saying, what do you want me to get for you? If you don't feel like walking around to get it yourself. But the seafood displays were unbelievable. Could have just been in a specialty seafood dining restaurant. It was beautiful. And then they always had like a carving station. And the pasta was homemade pasta. I mean, this is an Italian-owned cruise line. So their pastas were amazing. So that's just like your main area. If you don't ever, but they don't really have a dining room where you're doing a main dining at all, ever. They have 9 specialty restaurants. And they're all included, from an Asian sushi. There's a steakhouse, a seafood, French. We tried almost all of them. I think, Yeah, what? Yeah, we tried all of them.
Was there one that was more popular or harder to get into?
The steakhouse. So you can right now, and this might change, but this is what I learned doing their online, trying to plan. You don't have to have reservations for these places. They're included. Once you get on the ship, you get on an app. You can either do it on the app or just go to the restaurant and say, like, when do you have available?
You to me, can, that is luxury.
It was really nice. Mm-hmm. You can. You might have to wait. Like that steakhouse, I couldn't get in one. We went one night. We wanted to go back a different night, and we couldn't get in. But they were so sweet about it. It was over my birthday, and they were like, we're gonna work to get you in. And so on my app, I got an alert, and they had put me in another night. Aww. But ahead of time, you can reserve two specialty dining before you set sail. So we did two beforehand. But honestly, like, we loved that, I don't know what to call it, buffet. I'm going to say buffet because I don't
not
know.
A buffet.
The not, not a buffet. Buffet. The not a buffet.
The better than a buffet.
I mean, y'all know how I love cheese. Buffet. And there's a whole area where you can make your own cheese board. Cheese and charcuterie board. Oh. With nuts, with sauces, with mustards. Whatever you want, it's all right there.
That's where I would live. I would just park myself a chair right in front of it.
Our last night, you would think the last night people are like, I want to dress up and I want to go to a nice restaurant. My last night, we wanted to go there to the not a buffet. That's where we ate. It was awesome.
That's phenomenal. You know when you're looking forward to the buffet.
The not a buffet.
The not a buffet.
How dressy did you feel like you needed to be for this cruise?
No dressier than any other cruise. You know, women, I like to wear like a sundress or something anyways and dress up. I call that dress up. It's not like formal at all. There's no formal wear. No men were in ties or suits. Scott,
jackets?
He's... Not even jackets. I mean, you know, okay, I'll take that back. There were a few men in jackets at the steakhouse. You'll see it. But it's also, you know, it's this lifestyle, like this luxury yacht lifestyle that they like to promote. So Scott had, do you remember one of the podcasts when I talked about his salmon pants?
I do, yes. Yes, I do.
He wore his salmon pants, his
and
French
he wears
salmon.
Those quite well. Those suit him.
Thank you. I love them.
Those are very European. He probably fit in.
They were, well, that's what they were like, these. Yeah, anyways, he had those. He had some khakis. He wore jeans one night, just closed-toed shoes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't be sloppy, but I don't think anybody who goes on these.
It's European company, so it's more like a European type of casual, not right. American.
Yeah. What's that word? Metro?
Yeah, they don't wear sweatpants ever.
No.
I like to call it understated or muted luxury, but I think with it being a European company, did you notice a lot more, were there a lot of Americans on board?
There were a lot of Americans on board. There were a lot of people with accents, though, too. Yeah. And I can't tell you exactly where, because I'm an American and I don't speak another language, unfortunately. But yes, there were a lot of other languages on board. And I have to say, I loved that I saw a lot of LGBTQ people on board and couples. And they had meetups for that, too.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
So we befriended a couple men that I liked their clothes.
Did they have salmon pants?
No, but they had a Carolina blue shirt. And I was like, oh, Carolina blue. And he was like, mm-hmm. Well, he did not know what I was talking about. And I had to explain to him about UNC Chapel Hill and Carolina. And he still probably thought I was weird. But I loved his shirt.
That's okay.
That's such a niche thing.
I mean, yeah. I will talk to anybody.
I mean, not really. Scott. You've heard of Michael Jordan, right? I mean, everybody has. So
I feel like, yes. So I just kind of feel like everybody knows what Carolina Blue is.
No, West Coaster here.
I guess, yeah.
Absolutely no idea. So there's a casino on board, entertainment.
There is.
I know that you probably were in bed by 7, as is per the bylaws of Outlander Travel now. We all had to sign. But did you enjoy any of the nightlife?
So I did not do the casino, but there is a small casino on board, just for anybody who needs a casino. Yes, we did. We saw there was a, I want to say, I don't know, what did they call him? I'm going to say magician, but he was he had a different word. It was fascinating, though. He was there two nights, two different types of shows. He was fascinating. Then we also saw a Billy Joel tribute, which that like Billy Joel wanted to marry me once. I love Billy Joel.
No, well, I'm kidding.
I always say that when I love somebody so much. Like back in my day, Billy Joel asked me to marry him. I said no. I'm married.
He was your pretend boyfriend. Is that what you're saying?
I love Billy Joel. So we went to see that, and it was amazing. We saw three shows, 3 out of 7 nights. We went out after dinner.
That's actually really good.
It was not bad for me because usually after dinner I'm just pooped and I just want to go back to the room and go to bed.
I did see that they have silent disco.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. And Scott was like, I know you're going to want to go, but it was a little too late for me.
They always are. They want to do those on at every like cruise line I've ever been on. They want to do those at like 11 o'clock at night. And I'm like,
yes. I was determined to do that too. I really wanted to, and I just could not stay awake.
I can't get into it because I want to sing, and then I'm singing.
Well, that's the whole point. That is
everybody.
For those of us who are not dancing without the headphones on, we listen to all the different voices singing. That's the best part.
But Lindsay, here's the thing. You can sing.
Nobody hears you.
I can't sing, and I still belt it out. At least you can sing. At least you can carry a tune.
But nobody can hear you anyways because everybody's got these things on.
Except for those of us who are sitting at the bar watching.
It's the best people watching money can buy. Yep. It truly 100%. Is.
It is.
It's so much fun. It's true. Can I say really quick before I forget, in case nobody asks me, pools and hot tubs on the ship, there's like a solarium type pool, but the top of it can open. So they can open it or close it, weather dependent, which is pretty cool. The hot tubs on the ship, so many of them, and they are, I don't know how to describe them. They're like rectangles. They're like huge, long. You can probably fit easily, I don't know, 20 people in one hot tub comfortably.
Oh, wow. I've seen
and
those.
Some of them are infinity, so they're on the side of the ship, which is pretty cool.
Oh, cool.
There's another pool. There's an infinity pool on the back of the ship, and then there's like a pool deck. So there's a lot of pools and hot tubs too.
Is there a spa with a hydrotherapy area?
There is a spa. Oh yeah, that's included, by the way, whether or not you buy a spa pass. But you have to be careful because I don't know, I was reading some things online. I guess this is newer, but there are times that you're allowed to go in if you don't buy the pass. So we never went in. They had like, yes, but we saw the whole circuit. We took the tour. You can go in morning hours and like evening hours. It's not all day anymore unless you buy the pass. Sorry.
So did you get any of the spa services? Did you enjoy a massage? Did you?
I didn't. I thought about it. No, I didn't. I didn't.
You're letting us down, Amy. It's one of the requirements.
I know. It should have been research. I know. Shoot.
It's okay.
We did consider it. Because there's a circuit you could do in there for free too, right? Like the hot, the cold, the sauna, the salt room or something. Scott did use the gym every day. I did not. And he did do some classes. So there is a gym and they do offer some courses.
Their gym is, from what I've seen, I did the tour. It's very phenomenal.
It is. Okay, so I did go in one morning once. I went to the gym in 7 days. But yeah, it is. It was a really nice gym. It had everything. Yeah, it was really nice.
So where did you go on this itinerary?
Okay, Anna wrote this down for me. So I had my first 2 days at sea, and I don't remember the order, but I feel like we hit St. Thomas first.
No, well, not
the order that you. We're gonna know the order that you did it.
Okay, so St. Thomas is on the list. Yes.
Okay, we did St. Thomas, Joost Van Dyke. Mm-hmm. St. Bart's, and which I never thought I'd be back, certainly not within a year, and I loved that. Did we go Antigua? Somewhere else?
Yeah, it starts with an A.
Oh, Antigua, that's right. Antigua. And then we ended in San Juan and flew home from San Juan. So, St. Thomas, everybody knows St. Has everybody been to St. Thomas?
Yeah.
Here?
Several, yeah.
That's right. You guys, like, were right close to, like, we were,
I feel
a day
like we were bouncing around you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were missing you a little bit, yeah.
Joost Van Dyke, home of the, oh my God, the rum.
The painkiller?
Painkiller,
yes. Painkillers. And then St. Bart's, my favorite. And Antigua, we did a day trip to Dickinson's Bay. Mm-hmm. Which was cool. Okay. Just sat on the beach all day. St. Bart's, we sat on the beach all day. Joe's Van Dyke, we sat on the beach all day.
It's awesome.
I love language.
Awesome. I see a theme going here.
And St. Yeah, Thomas, you went to Megan's Bay, didn't you?
Yeah.
Isn't that what I
That's
saw?
That's Scott's favorite. That's his favorite. Every time, like, we've been doing that every time we ever have a stop there. He calls it Mangan's. Let's go to Mangan's. Like, it's Megan's, the name, Megan. Mangan. Megan's Bay. So we went to Mangan's Bay.
I like it. Did you do that in the afternoon, but it's a nice beach.
Did you do all those through the cruise line, or did you guys just take a taxi to the beach?
So we just took taxis or Ubers because we've been to most of these spots before. Yeah, we've been to all these spots before, at least once. And we decided, so we just didn't – I didn't do any tours with the ship, actually. We debated one of them. We just – because we just know these spots, and now we have our favorite places. St. Bart's, we took the taxi over to St. Jean's Beach and rented a day bed for the day. That's our favorite thing to do there now. Nice. Antigua, we just taxied over Dickinson's Bay, plopped down, walked the whole beach, ate lunch at one of the restaurants. St. Thomas, we went to Megan's Bay. And you can rent chairs, rent snorkel if you want, rent umbrellas at all these places. And that's what we just tend to do in the Caribbean. In Europe, I'll do excursions. But in the Caribbean, we just kind of chill.
Nice.
Very nice. Did you do anything special for your birthday?
No, not really. No, we didn't do anything special. I did not realize that Scott had already talked to a room attendant and told him it was my birthday. So when I arrived that night, our room was, it was weirdly dark, except for two like spotlights were on the bed where there was no, okay, no. No, no. There was a birthday cake. There was like a birthday cake made out of towels with a little candle on top. And then you look to the right and there's champagne chilling in the ice thing. Aww. And then there's a cake. It was so in a handwritten note from our room attendant. It was so sweet. Oh, I felt like that alone.
Special.
It was special. Very special. I didn't expect anything. Yeah. And yeah, that was really sweet. It was so nice.
I love it. I love it. No kissing swans. See.
No kissing swans, no.
Didn't we like a Holiday Inn, Lindsay?
Right, right. I will say, I did like that we did not have mirrored walls everywhere. I've been on some cruise ships with mirrored walls. I don't like that.
It seems like this is not the vibe for mirrored walls.
No, this is not that vibe. No, no.
So, Amy, where is your next Explora cruise going to be?
I know. I need to decide. Scott and I were both saying, we're like, this would be fun to go back and do with couples in the Caribbean again. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I get a lot of, you know, I have friends who love to travel mm-hmm. with us. And mm-hmm. I hear a lot of rumblings about Croatia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this Caribbean one, though, is it's so easy. Like starting in Miami or ending in Miami, and the other option is in San Juan. I mean, so easy. And everybody wants to get away when it's cold.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
You did a tour of some of the best beaches in the world.
Yeah.
In one little, in one.
Because it's small enough. So that's the other plug for the smaller ships. They get into these smaller ports.
Well, and it's interesting because you said that it goes to Joost Van Dyke. And I think, you know, people don't realize that a ship like this can actually go to Joost Van Dyke. You didn't necessarily go to Tortola, right? You actually went to Joost Van Dyke.
Exactly. We were tendered. We were tendered there and we were tendered in St. Bart's. But the tender only took about, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes to get over. And Joost is so small that even where the tender dropped you on land, we could have walked to the beach where the rum bar is. What is it called?
It's Soggy Dollar.
That's right, Soggy Dollar.
Soggy Dollar bar.
Sorry, I was thinking Sandy would walk.
But they have those open air truck things that just like it's a minute drive. If you went left, you were at Soggy Dollar. If you went right, you were at Foxy's.
And they really are the best painkillers in the world.
They are. I got actually a mixed drink that day. Not a painkiller. I will say
a mixed
that
drink
day,
is a painkiller, by the way. I mean, a painkiller
is a different kind, different one. I got a different thing. I'm usually drink wine. So everybody was like, what? You got a mixed drink? That day, because of the tender situation where you couldn't just walk on and walk off the boat, I will say that beach got super crowded that day. And I was told I think a lot of the bigger ships, ocean ships, I guess in Tortola, is that where they stop and they take you over? Is that right?
Yeah, I think.
Because they said there were some big ships out further out that were coming in at like 10 a.m. or whatever, and all the chairs were taken. And I've never seen, I didn't see that there when I was there before. So if you're tendering, maybe get off the ship at 9 so you can get a chair.
We went to Tortola on Azamara, and we took an excursion that went over there, so they had reserved chairs for us.
So that might have been it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's I don't know many ships that do that, that go over to Yost, do they?
Well, I mean, Azamara does, so there's one.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, because they do the baths and stuff like that, too, so okay. I'm pretty sure I've seen it as an excursion, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's, we could have done the baths. We'd already done that, so that's why we beached every day.
I love it. That sounds like paradise.
I mean, mm-hmm. It was for us. That's just our kind of, yeah. And then being on this luxurious ship with amazing food. Mm-hmm. I can't overstate how good that food was. Not a single bad meal.
You did come back, like, just gushing about this. And it's not like you're a new cruiser or anything. Yeah, you've got a lot to compare it to, so.
Yeah.
Can you also talk about what else is included? Because it's pretty inclusive, right?
It is. So shipboard gratuities are included. We did opt to, and that's a touchy subject with people I know. We opted to give extra tip to our room attendant. Mm-hmm. He was amazing. But tips are included, so you don't have to tip on anything. Drinks are included, alcoholic and non-alcoholic. You can purchase an upgraded alcoholic package, but so I'll say my husband is a bourbon snob. And he loves old fashions. And he was able to get, I know he did Woodford. I know.
Okay.
There's a lot of bourbon choices that he got in his package. Or in the included one. And I'm a wine drinker. And the wine was great that I was able to get included. I didn't ever need anything higher than that. And Wi-Fi. Oh my gosh. The Wi-Fi uses Starlink.
Oh,
nice.
I mean, I have tried Wi-Fi on ships. I've bought it before. You don't have to buy it. It's included. And that is huge because you can never connect. I never know if I'm actually getting charged or not. Like, but it was amazing and fast and
it's
great.
Funny, especially because we're talking about a luxury line, because in the past, the luxury lines, although they were top of the line and everything else, the Wi-Fi situation is was never not the great. Best.
You buy it and it doesn't always work, right?
It doesn't work, but Starlink has really changed.
Yeah, Starlink was quick, fast, everything.
Everybody.
Plug for Wi-Fi on the ship. Yep. And that's included too.
Nice. And it's almost a basic human right at this point.
I feel like it should be, right?
It's a necessity.
According to Virgin Voyages, it is. So
they say that. How many times have we heard them say that?
So many times.
Is that included there too? That's included.
Virgin, yeah. Mm-hmm. Basic is. Yeah. It's not high speed. You have to upgrade if you want something high speed. So.
Okay.
So, was there anything else that you did on board or saw or experienced on board that you?
Let me think. Did I do anything interesting? I mean, honestly, we laid out by different pools every day.
Oh, I love
it. Oh, you know what else there is? I forgot. In the back of the ship, where the solarium area is, there's a creperie and a gelato place. Oh, so you can get homemade crepes, Belgian waffles with toppings. Like they have a whole topping bar and gelato or
how do they compare?
Are the crepes sweet and savory or just sweet?
Yes. Well, that's a great question. I did the sweet one, so I don't even know if there was savory. So I make crepes, and wherever I go in Europe, Donna, I will buy a crepe. Very on par.
Yeah. Amy is like the crepe connoisseur.
I do love crepes.
Crepe and cheese. Yep.
And cheese. Yeah. There's and a wine. Cheese bar and a creperie, and that's all I needed. Yeah. I was happy.
Yeah. You had me. I'm with Anna. You had me with the make your own charcuterie.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A whole section of that.
Just been doing that and bouncing back between the spa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. I should have done the spa. Now I'm regretting that I didn't do the spa.
Well, you just go again.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go again just for that research.
Yep. That and doing an excursion. I mean, we need to know how the excursions are.
You're right. But I just pretty much done this itinerary last year on another ship, similar. So I'd done all the excursions.
I will say I had a client sail the Greek Isles with Explora, and the excursions, first of all, they loved them. But also just when I was looking through them, they are really kind of unique and interesting. Yeah. They're not your run-of-the-mill excursions.
That becomes the challenge when you are blessed to have experienced so many different cruising opportunities, is finding those little unique differences in a shore excursion. And I wish a lot of them would highlight it more. Some of them have gotten better with that, but the only way to find out if it's different, Amy, is to do it.
To do it, I know. Now, in Europe, I don't ever just try to find a beach. I'm always doing excursions, but yeah, I just...
When you're in the Caribbean, it's hard, though, because if you're a beach person, I think. I'm a beach
Scott
person.
Scott is way more than me, but
if I'm in Europe or somewhere else, or if it's an adventurous area, I want to be out and doing things, but if there is a beautiful beach, I would just love to melt into the sand.
And, I don't know what I would do in Jost Van Dyke except go over to Sagadon.
There's really nothing to do.
No, and I just, I do feel like the baths, you have to do the baths.
Yeah.
But I just did that last year. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay, next time.
Well, I'm excited to see where you go next. Maybe I'll go
with you. I'll explore. Okay, let's do a group.
Maybe we'll go with you.
I'll do a group and you can come.
Yeah.
I was waiting for Sandy to say, Outlander retreat. I was just waiting for it.
You'd have a captive audience. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is our show for this week, even though we could probably talk about this for another 6 hours. Thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please, we would love to hear from you. Thank you for joining us so much, Amy.
Thank you. I'll be on the 600th episode too.
She's already writing in her calendar.
I guess we'll invite you.
On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Anna, Elizabeth, and Amy, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.